in the home game against Yeovil, we did really well and we deserved it. And you know, I think that the big confidence boost is we've gone and beat a League Two side already. And like I say, over two games, Yeovil couldn't beat us. So we've got confidence going into the game. And a free hit, I think, you know, we've got a job to do. And we're not just going to turn up and enjoy the occasion. You know, we want to win the game, and it's going to be very difficult because they're a good side. You know, play some good football, but it's a massive challenge for us, and one that we'll relish, and one that we're going to go out and give 100% and make sure that you know, come 5 o'clock, that we're still involved.
And they're top six currently in League Two. I know from having seen the reports on Twitter and that you're taking around about 600 fans at least down there with you. It's always a good atmosphere at Kenilworth Road. Should be a great occasion, Liam, shouldn't it?
No, it will be. I think it's great for obviously our supporters. You know, it's going to be a big day. Obviously, creating a bit of history as well. But I think in terms of the atmosphere, you know, we want to make it as quiet as possible, and we'll be set up to make sure we use that to our advantage. As the game goes on, and you know, I've been there and I've played there a few times, and like I say, when the crowd do sort of go quiet and they're expecting and it doesn't happen, it does you know, filter out onto the pitch, and we'll be looking to make sure that, you know, we keep it as quiet as possible.
What does the FA Cup mean to you, Liam?
I think it's a bit cliche when you say it's the greatest sort of cup competition, you know, in world football. It's a great opportunity for a side like us to play against, you know, heroes of the players and the teams they support. And we're one round away from doing that. And I think the reality is if we have a bit of luck on our side on Saturday and we can play to the best of our ability and give that, you know, that extra 10% because, you know, with adrenaline and what it means to some of the lads, you know, we'll give that. You know, it's a dream and it's a hopes that, you know, if we can perform, like we know we can and we have done in the past, that, you know, we can cause an upset and make sure that, you know, if there is going to be an upset on Saturday afternoon, it's going to be us.
Well, that'd be the essence of your team talk. Look at what the prize is for getting through this. Maybe a crack at a United, a Chelsea, a Man City, somebody like that, a Spurs.
Yeah, I think in terms of team talk, you know, I shouldn't have to motivate the players for Saturday afternoon. You know, we all know what's at stake. We all know that the what potentially it could bring to the football club, and obviously as an individual. So I think, like I say, we have nothing to lose. I think Luton will be very apprehensive about the game because it's happening so often now that non-league sides are beating, you know, football league clubs, and we want to make sure we go and do that again. And I think if you look through history over the last couple of years, there's been some big sides knocked out by lower level sides, and like I say, we want to go and do that. And like I say, on Saturday, I'm sure there will be an upset, and you know, we want to make sure it's us.